Okay.
This sort of mentioning something.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. I just wanted to start the recorder, so I can. And he was a slave around.
My granddaddy was a slave back there, you know. Mm-hmm. Of course, and of course there was piggies, and that's the way we got our name was. They went over on boat in Africa and brought my granddaddy over here, you know. And that family that had him, he
take his name.
Yes, sir. Took, that's the way they named him, you know, after that
I
family.
See. Uh-huh. I see. So it must have been. Well, you know, this county has a French name, so
well, yes, sir.
Maybe may have been founded by French families.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
Long way back.
Wouldn't it? Wouldn't, yes, sir. That's right. Sure. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, we were talking about land. I think when you had to leave the other day. I was wondering what you call various different kinds of streams of water. I know you talked to me about a creek the other day. What's smaller than a creek?
What's smaller than a creek? A branch.
Just a branch.
Branch.
And if the water cuts, you get a heavy rain, and the water cuts down, digs out the dirt. What do you call that?
What digs out a way to go itself,
right.
Then we call that a gully.
I see.
Gully.
And if it cuts out a really big gully as big as this room, what would you
we call that a cave. You cut a cave. Yes.
And if it hasn't, if it just cuts down the side of a hill, what do you call that? The whole side of a hill has a big cut in it.
Well, we would call that, you know, well, we would mostly would be just cut a big gully down across the hill or something like that. That's the way we would talk it, you know,
have it. And did you ever hear the word ravine? Is that a big gully or a
ravine? Well, I tell you, what we call ravine was just a big old growed up place.
I see.
Probably that's a different.
Mm-hmm. Where the water had been, but it grew up.
Yes, sir, the water had been, but you know, it's done growed up, you know, mm-hmm. And it's just a big ravine, we call it, you know, this so thick, you know, you couldn't hardly get through in that ravine. Yes.
And you don't have any, you don't really have any mountains around here, do you? I wonder, there's a town north of here called Blue Mountain.
It is a place out north, back in here, northeast. It's called Blue Mountain. It's a little town there called Blue Mountain.
I went through there, but I didn't see any mountains.
Yes. Well, they're more down the edge of it. This is close, sort of over in the level of part of this Blue Mountain, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not as large a mountain as it is back down like Ozark Mountain. Mm-hmm. It's just out in there. It is some little ridges back out in there in the edge of that, you know. And it set that little town over there in the edge of that, and then they just call that Blue Mountain.
I see.
Yes.
I see. Actually, it's more of a ridge or a hill, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
And different kinds of trees that grow around here. This tree that's sort of a green and yellow bark and has kind of patches on it. Some people call it buttonball